This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Maya, welcome.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
So Maya, tell us a bit about what you're doing. What you're doing with that old guitar in here.
Old guitar? I'm going to be singing a song for you today.
Nice,
my new single. It's called Wake Up and Find.
Nice, nice. And you were telling us over the break that you've just moved here from Brisbane?
That's right. I moved about 6 months ago.
Excellent. How are you finding the 6 months ago?
Yeah.
You have copped the worst of Melbourne then.
Yeah, well, I went back for 2 weeks, so I was trying to escape. I went back to Brisbane for 2 weeks to escape some of the winter, so I feel like I cheated a bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. You say you come from Brisbane as well, and you obviously you're here in Melbourne permanently. Like, Melbourne has a really rich music scene. Like, in comparison to Brisbane, like, is that a reason why you moved?
Yes, yeah? That was about probably the main reason. And just I needed a change of scenery and to change my life. And I'd kind of lived there forever. And I got to this point where I felt like I did as much as I could, and I just kept kind of not... I felt like I just kept hitting a wall, and I was like, oh, I need to leave. Like,
you're too steeped in your comfort zone at the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's it.
Interesting.
You got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where have you been playing over the last few... Like, how long have you been here, for starters?
6 months.
6 months,
yes.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Wow. So, still new, but like...
I'm still fresh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, you were saying how the music scene's different.
Yeah.
I feel like there's way more, opportunity here and just... I was really overwhelmed when I first came. I was like, oh my God, like so many. But now I just kind of, the musicians that I've met, I just kind of see them on the tram and I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, it's not a community. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, everyone's really accepting and friendly. Mm. It's great.
So being a physicist, you study at, was it University of Queensland? So
that's right, yeah.
Doing all your studies up there, music. Did you know even from an early young age, you're like, I want to try this, like you picked up a guitar quite young, or was it later on in your teens? Or
yeah, that's a good question. I always had this like innate, like I'm gonna be a musician. I wanted to sing as a kid, but I started on violin first actually. Then I kept telling my parents like I want to play piano, and like at the time they were just like, but later as I got older I did piano, and then it was only until I was like 13 that I did guitar.
Mm.
And they kind of bribed me into like, this is how mean they are. They were like, you can't, they were just like, you can either get a guitar or go to camp. And I was like, oh,
ooh,
I'll get a guitar.
Yeah, stop camp. I'm big on the guitar side there. Camp,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't
anyway.
Like camp.
No, I wasn't a camp guy.
I'm not a camp girl either, but I really wanted to go anyway.
Anyway, your album, your second album, Wake Up and Find, was radio premiered on Triple J Roots and All earlier in July.
Yeah, so the EP is called Still Bleeding.
My apologies.
That's
my
okay,
apologies.
But the single is Wake Up and
yes,
Find.
Yes,
and
correct,
yes,
correct.
It was on Triple J. Yeah.
How was it like to get that kind of recognition for, you know?
Oh, it was great.
Someone who's you're quite experienced, but you are still pretty new to everything.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, I was up listening to it and I was like, yay, just it was great.
Did you get to do a phone interview with them or something?
No, that Ketchy just kind of talked about what I was doing, and yeah, it was
that's
good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Must have been such a wholesome experience.
It was very wholesome. That's a good word for it.
So, like, with your music, I'm just curious, like, did you kind of, when you started music, was it kind of just about playing music, or did you have the intention to write songs as you went along, or how did that progression kind of come? Did you, like, always want to write songs, or...?
Yeah, so I wasn't until I was, like, 13 and got to high school, and I was like, oh, my teacher, and she helped me arrange one of my songs, and I was just like, oh, this is really cool, I want to keep doing this, and... I kind of, from 16 to 19, I was, like, too afraid, and I was just like, oh, and I hated my life at that point, because I wasn't doing what I wanted, and I was just like, I just want to be singing, and I get jealous of other girls that, or other songwriters that I'd be like, oh, they're doing it, but then I eventually was like, no, you have to do this, it's like, it's going to make you happy, I don't know, so I started writing more, and uni helped a lot. I had to, because we had like songwriting classes and stuff, and this one class I had to write like every week. We had to write a song every week, so that really, yeah, it was hard.
That's excellent practice, so you really get to cut your teeth if you have to do it every week.
Yeah.
I imagine you would have gone through like just just mountains of terrible songs. And then once or twice you'd have that lucky inspirational spark and you're like, how do I replicate this?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I tried to make them good every time because I wanted to use them, but like, they weren't always the, you know.
You like, wanted to, like, double up?
Yeah, right. I got a lot of stuff out of it, I think. Mm. It helps with the practice, like you said. Yeah.
From that experience, how many have you kind of taken away and how many have you got upcoming for us? Like, I'm kind of excited now. I want to hear, like, this stuff that's going to come out.
Yeah, well, from that, I use those for my previous EP, but I'm always kind of one step ahead of myself. I'm always, like, writing and then for the next thing, like... Like, I've got the songs ready for the next EP now. Mm. So, hopefully when that comes out, I'll have written more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And where does the inspiration for your music come from?
That's a good question. It's normally failed relationships, really, but...
Talk to me.
Yeah. But, like, whatever. I think when I'm, like, in a... I write better when I'm sad or depressed. Like, I feel like it just kind of... But you can't just do that. Like, you have to be consistent, which I'm not very good at. But hopefully I'll get into the... I have to force myself into the routine. I've been writing lots of poems since I came here, actually.
Oh, wow.
Because I went to an open mic the first week I came and I heard this girl doing spoken word and I was like, oh, my God. And I spoke to her and she was just like, you should just write poems. Like, it's a really good way of releasing straight away. So... And I feel like I'm such a perfectionist. I always get bogged down in the details. So I find that... Like, the poems kind of help me get it out quickly. And then I've been using the poems for the songs, like, some of the the words that I've written in them. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a new process for me this year, yeah.
Fantastic.
You're going to play a song for us now?
I am.
What have we got coming up?
Wake Up and Find.
Oh, this is the one.
This is the one. This is the single, yeah.
Okay, you're listening to Sin 90.7 with Maya with us, and we're going to play, and she's going to play our first song. So tell us a little bit more about this song as well. Well, maybe you can tell us a little bit more after you play. Yeah, okay. Please.
To the winds, the earth will catch you in her hands. If only you let her in, renew the past hurt that you gathered and stored in the back of your mind. Things will come and things will go, and darling, you'll see the life you build will set you free, and you're gonna wake up and find your dreams, they turn and spin in time. Was it a matter of fight or force for thoughts you can't get? Was it a matter of fact or
Wake up and find. We've got Maya in the studio. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7. Mm. Maya, where can people hear that later in the year?
They can find it on Spotify, iTunes. What else is it on? SoundCloud.
Are you not touring?
My face. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. Very important. you can find me on my Facebook page. So it's M-A-J-A, Official Music. That's how you spell my name. And, yeah, all of it's basically on Facebook.
Nice.
I am touring. Yep.
Touring in September. Where, give us some of the details about that.
Okay, so I've got my launch show here at the Wesleyan on the 1st of September. And then I'm going to be playing in Bendigo, Ballarat, Adelaide and Brisbane and Nimbin Roots Festival.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a full schedule up.
Yeah, all of September. So
Nice.
Sorry, I couldn't also help but notice, like, really nice chord progression in that song. Just curious, like, with studying music at Queensland, like, was it more so a songwriting course, or was
I did classical music.
Oh, okay.
But I majored in composition, so it helped, yeah.
Fantastic.
So I had a composition teacher who I worked with, and it actually helped a lot with my songwriting, just thinking about songs in different ways, and like you said, chord progressions and how to do things differently in a more interesting way that'll get people to like be like, oh, that's unexpected, like, didn't you know what I mean? Or thinking about where to leave space or like give it more room to breathe, and then kind of that kind of stuff, that's what really helped.
No, fantastic.
Yeah,
wow, very cool.
And one last, I was going to ask, with your songwriting, you find you're like a night owl, or you write up late, or do you just, whenever you can, you carry a book on you? Or?
Yeah, I'm a morning person. Like, I feel the most alert in the morning. I'm terrible at night. But I love writing on public transport or going for a walk. So if I'm, like, walking, I'll just get it all out, like, in an hour or whatever. I'll write a poem, and I'm like, okay, or... I love, or like moving, anything that's like away from my general work life. Like if I've just got time to just really, you know, when that Newton thing, how the apple, you know, when he was just sitting in nature, kind of got an idea. I think when you're kind of away from thinking all the time and you're just like, that's when it comes.
Kind of like how the best conversations in life happen when you're driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not actually sitting down to talk. There's no pressure to have the conversation.
That's a good one. Exactly.
You
like
just let your mind run free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.